Hello and welcome to the Existentialist Podcast, the home for interesting short topics related to medicine, current events, literature, and poetry. This is Donald Harvey Marks, a believer in reason, ethics, and social justice. I am a third-generation veteran, physician-scientist, inventor, and writer of medical fiction under the pen name Dmitry Markov. Most of the topics I present in the Existentialist Podcast are chosen from my personal writings, essays by me or among my favorites, fiction books, and poetry. I also include readings from important literature, including Shakespeare, along with helpful introductory contextual information. You can find a lot of information about me on my personal blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com, which you can find by Googling personal blog for Donald Harvey Marks. In addition to almost all of the articles I have written, you will also find on my blog my list of favorite books and movies, my bio, blog sites that I follow, and useful links. You can contact me directly using Telegram Messenger at DH Marks. And now to the podcast, The Existentialist. How woke can we be? The meaning of woke. Woke, to me, may be just another hot-button word, one which describes a heightened awareness of social and political issues, particularly those related to inequality and systemic oppression. To be woke implies that an individual is aware of the ways in which societal structures and systems can perpetuate inequalities and is actively working to address these issues. A practical definition of woke might include acknowledging and challenging one's own privileges and biases, educating oneself on social and political issues, including those affecting marginalized communities, engaging in activism or advocacy work to promote social justice, listening to and centering the voices of marginalized communities in discussions and decision-making processes. On the other hand, since I view woke as a hot-button trigger word, it can also be used as a pejorative term to categorize and label liberals or social activists as raising issues that are divisive, not as important as some people might think, and creating a wedge in our society. My understanding is that the term woke originated as an African-American term meant to describe a state of awareness or vigilance, particularly around issues of social justice and racial inequality. The earliest known use of the term woke seems to have been in a 1940s song by blues musician Huddy William Leadbetter, also known as Leadbelly, called Scottsboro Boys. In this song, Leadbetter sings, "I advise everyone to be wise, to be awake. The Scottsboro Boys are innocent." So the appellation woke is not new. In the 1960s and 1970s, the term woke became more widely used in African-American communities as a way to describe a heightened awareness of social and political issues. The term gained renewed popularity in the 2010s, particularly with the rise of social media and the Black Lives Matter movement. The implication of being woke can vary depending on the individual and the context in which the term is used. In some cases, being woke can be seen as a positive trait, indicating that an individual is socially conscious and actively working to make the world a more just and equitable place. However, the term can also be used in a negative or dismissive ways, suggesting that an individual is overly concerned with social justice issue or is virtue signaling without taking meaningful action. This is why being woke is, for me, practically speaking, just another hot-button word, not designed to promote thought, but rather to trigger an emotional response. Ultimately, The implications of being woke depend on how an individual approaches the concept and how they put it into practice in their daily lives. Thank you for listening to the Existentialist podcast. I have many interesting podcasts available at this location on Spotify and on Google Podcast. The text for these podcasts and all my other writings, both non-medical and medical, are available on my blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com. Let me know your feedback, your comments, suggestions, and corrections.